Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, what can we say that every single day you want to visit with us, you want to relate to us through your word? And today, Lord, as we open once again this book of Esther, I pray, Lord, that we will solidify in our minds and hearts the fact that you are a sovereign God. And when we look at the situation that was here with the Jews and Esther and Mordecai, knowing that you were controlling and working things, it's just such a benefit to where we are today. So I pray, Lord, that you will bless us with your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And Lord, by your Holy Spirit, you will empower us to live according to your ways, that we might be pleasing to you, your Son Jesus, and your ways in this world. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Given Decree, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8, and verse 14. A law to save the Jews from the demise set forth by a previous law was inspired by Mordecai and requested to King Ahasuerus by Queen Esther. After issuing the new law for the Jews to defend themselves throughout the land of Persia, the king gave the command that the word should be spread everywhere. And in chapter 8 and verse 14 of the book of Esther, we read more about the new law being heralded. We read, "So the post that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment. And the decree was given at Shushan, the palace." The verse begins, "So the post that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment." Let us use our imaginations for a moment as we consider this scene. Scribes within the kingdom were the printing presses of the day, so they probably wrote several copies of this new law. Men prepared their mules and camels, and they gathered their provisions for travel. They had their map or way in tow, and they set out on this important postal mission. Let's note, too, that they were hastened and pressed on by the king. This was an urgent message, and since these posts were to travel some distances throughout the land, timing was of the essence. We can almost picture these men driving the camels and mules to move faster and faster as they went. The verse goes on to say, "And the decree was given at Shushan, the palace." We might recall that the palace at Shushan was the winter place for the kings of Persia. The significance of the timing and place of this new message was that there is a good chance that the other edict would not have reached its destination yet. The second law would need to reach the people in all of the 127 provinces before the first law took place. Shushan is where the first law was sent out, and where the second law was sent out as well. The interesting part of this verse is that it relates closely to our gospel commission today. People are spiritually condemned unless they have received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. This was the reason Jesus came to the earth. We, like the post of the days of Esther, are commissioned to share the word of salvation by Jesus Christ through the vast world in which we live. It's an urgent message, and all who hear the word of the good news of Jesus Christ must hear it before it's too late. Perhaps as we consider this verse, we will ready ourselves as the post in Esther's day did. And although we might not be going out on camels and mules, the message we carry is nonetheless eternally important. May we travel with exuberance and excitement as we hurry to share the given decree. Next time, we will see Mordecai dressed in royal apparel. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.